I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising ahead of a busy week for central banks around the world that could dictate where interest rates head next. The S&P 500 was up 1% early Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its first back-to-back weekly loss since October. The Dow rose 80 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was 1.6% higher. Hertz fell more than 8%. Stephen Scherr is stepping down as CEO of the car rental company at the end of this month. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The Federal Reserve makes its latest announcement on interest rate policy on Wednesday. The central banks of Japan and England also have policy meetings this week. Seth Zutel, New York.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.